From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Bridget O'Brien. Teen survivors of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting recently met with teens in Chicago to connect how gun violence impacts young people from gated communities to inner cities. In Miami-Dade, several community meetings planned long before the horror in Parkland sought to address gun violence in predominantly Black neighborhoods. WLRN's Nadege Green takes us to one of those meetings.
Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church sits between a police station and a housing project in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood. Dozens of families over the years have filed into the church's sanctuary to say tear-filled goodbyes to children and teens killed by gun violence. The church opened its doors for the second meeting here in 2 months to craft a plan to stop the shootings. Miami Gardens Mayor Oliver Gilbert said he was in Tallahassee earlier in the day.
What I did was read off the names of victims from our community, because I wanted to remind people that the symptoms of not having good gun control, it's a mass murder, but it's also a murder after a murder after murder, one at a time. And those shootings are happening across our community, across America every day.
During his Tallahassee visit, Florida lawmakers were also meeting with the family members of the victims and survivors of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. Gilbert said, "What happened in Parkland is a tragedy, and so is what happens in his community." Another thing they have in common, he says, is weak condolences from politicians with no real action to follow.
We said it wasn't going to be no more at the Columbine.
And when kids and teens are killed in Miami-Dade, the same declarations are uttered in front of TV news cameras.
We said it when Tequila Forshe was murdered, when King Carter was murdered.
King Carter was 6 when a stray bullet from a gunfight nearby ended his life. Tequila Forshe was 12. When bullets tore through her grandmother's house while she was getting her hair braided. She had a Disney princess funeral where her dad, Glenn Forshe, placed a sparkling tiara on her head. He describes that day.
I mean, when I put the crown on the head, I told myself, I'll say, man, this the only time you ever gonna be able to do this. Like, after this, they finna close the coffin. You never gonna see your daughter again.
Inside the Liberty City Church, Gilbert says lawmakers need to address gun reform on a much wider scale for kids like Tequila.
Let's just make it more difficult to get guns altogether.
Florida law prevents local mayors and commissioners from enacting their own gun laws. Gilbert says that needs to change.
If you don't want to do it as a Florida legislature, shut up and let the localities do it. Because if you remove the preemption, we will ban guns.
Robert J. Brooks III grew up in West Perrine. He recently spoke about gun violence at a different meeting in South Miami-Dade. Brooks was on social media when he found out an 18-year-old he knew from church, Robert Ingleton, was killed.
Picture came up, man found dead in Richmond Heights.
He says the gun deaths of young Black people happen so often, it seems like it's no longer shocking, like in the case of the 18-year-old.
About 3 local TV stations that did the article on it that day, nothing else after that. They pretty much just, you know, put it with the statistics and life goes on.
One persistent question among community members is where are the guns coming from? Anecdotally, there are stories of straw buyers who legally purchase firearms, falsely report them stolen, only to sell them on the lucrative black market, or people who take guns from family members who legally own them. Inside the Liberty City Church, Miami-Dade Commission Chairman Steve Bovo was touting a symbolic resolution to ban assault rifles like the one used in Parkland.
That asks for the banning of assault weapons and furthermore asks for more background checks and whatnot.
That don't touch our community. You can ban every rifle you want to ban. These kids wasn't even killed by rifles. Someone was killed by 45.
Tangela Sears is an anti-gun violence activist. She leads a group called Miami-Dade Parents of Murdered Kids.
These kids, killers, do not go and purchase guns. They do not go to gun shows and get guns. They steal guns.
More than 237,000 guns were reported stolen in the United States in 2016. That's according to The Trace, a nonprofit news organization that focuses solely on gun violence. Sears says gun reform policies have to address what's happening day to day. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.